need.
Yep, Charlie Daniels.
I was raised on beans and cornbread.
Loved interviewing him a few times. I was in a film with him, the Old Pell Horse. He was fighting the Gen of 21 15 years ago. He's been dead 7-8 years. Of course, he's a patriot. Love you, Charlie. All right, so Trump is presenting 365 wins in 365 days. He's ongoing with that, about to go to questions. Ezra Levant on the ground in Davos just did a whole bunch of confrontations, whole bunch of interviews. Bill Gates just got confronted. It's all coming up right now, but let's go back to President Trump live from the White House.
This, like all of them, we have, so we have 10,000 at least. I could have done 10,000 of them. You're lucky I only did like 100.
That's the criminals.
This is just, this
the
isn't
illegals,
even the worst of the
murderers.
They have murderers. They have some people we can't use their picture for legal reasons, but they're up for murder in their own country. And we you jeopardize their case. When we send them back, we send them back and we coordinate with other countries. A tremendous amount of work. All allowed in here by an open border policy of the worst president in the history of our country. A man that didn't win the election, by the way, got a rigged election. Everybody knows that now. And by the way, numbers are coming out that show it even more plainly. We caught him. We caught him. So I just want you to know that it's a terrible thing. Here's the book on accomplishments. And this is something. Ooh, I'm glad my finger wasn't in that sucker. That could have done some damage, but you know what? I wouldn't have shown the pain. I would have gone back. What, did you hear that? That was nasty. But I would not have shown the pain. I would have acted like nothing happened as my finger fell off. That was a nasty. I think somebody did that. I think it was him. It was my man. How were you? You didn't do it. I know you did. I know you didn't. So, but here is the here's the book. These are all things we have. I'm going to read a few of the samples, but look at this. These are all, each line is something that we did. Nobody did that before. And it's big stuff, too. Look, we have the hottest country in the world. So, I will read you a few. We ended Biden's stagflation. We were in stagflation. That's a disaster. That's far worse than inflation. As you know, he had the biggest inflation in the history of our country. They say 48 years. Pick your choice. But they had the biggest inflation in the history of our country. We have it right down to a normal number now. We're going to get it even a little bit lower. Created super high. What we've done with growth is incredible. We created super high economic growth. And America is booming. It's booming. There are thousands of businesses right now that are being built. Many of the biggest factories in the world are being built right in our country. They're not going to other countries. They're leaving other countries. Fourth quarter GDP is on track to pass perhaps much more than 5% growth. And that's despite the fact that we had a Democrat shutdown. They shut down our country and we had 5%. Nobody's in this room has ever heard about 5%. I think it could be 20% if we do it right. If we don't, every time we have good numbers, they raise interest rates. It shouldn't. In the old days, if you had good numbers, they'd lower interest rates or they wouldn't do anything. Here they try and kill it. They always try and kill success. Over the last 25 years, that's the way.
We're going to monitor this historic announcement by the president, 365 wins in 365 days. We'll add it all to X as soon as it's done. But we're live right now. Ezra Levant, incredible journalist, the founder and head of Rebel Media, is in Davos with a Global Star. They just scored a bunch of amazing interviews. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Is on the run, live from Freedom Command Central. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Not just myself, my guests, the crew, the listeners. We are the people that have been involved, that care about civilization, care about society, and are really trying to have a future civilization for our children and future progeny. And Ezra Levant and his rebel media, I got to say, per capita is the most effective, if not the most effective, pro-Western, pro-freedom organizations in the world, just all over the planet, with such a tiny crew knocking out of the park. We have an iron curtain of tyranny literally descending on Canada, so draconian, confiscating all the guns, banning free speech, putting adult men in little girl sports. I mean, it's just Carney, the globalist. But then we have him at Davos today being confronted by the Financial Times of London, head of their international desk, and that's the globalist, saying everyone hates you. You're the New World Order. You're not even a Canadian. Everyone's turning against you. That's how popular the truth is. So they're not just getting confronted outside the snow by Ezra Levant and his intrepid crew, who always get these amazing interviews or scrums. It's happening inside now. And you've got Lutnick saying, you built a system that enslaves the people. It doesn't care about Main Street. It's over. We suggest you join this new nationalist renaissance. And then you've got Bill Gates being confronted, and then all of the incredible confrontations they just got that you'll see at Rebel Media on X and at Rebel Media on the website in the coming hours. It's going to start coming out here very, very soon. I was flattered he'd come on. He's like, we're busy editing. I said, well, just come on when you're done. We'll know. So obviously during Harrison Smith today, it's coming up a few hours, or during the end of my show, we'll have all that for you. But he was telling my producer, I haven't talked to him yet, that if you thought what he got the last few years was powerful, this is like hitting the ground running. So much to unpack here, but we have, as I mentioned yesterday, the Financial Times writing articles saying the New World Order is dead, it's tyrannical, it's evil. Even they're saying that now. Everyone's running from it. You've got former globalists that have run major organizations for them, like the Aspen Institute, saying the role of the nation state under the Trump presidency ends globalism. You've got Here Lies in the Liberal World Order, 1945, 1920, 2025. I mean, this is historic. Now, we've known this for a while, but now it's out in the open, and here comes Trump into the vacuum. But it was Ezra Levant, right when Trump got in last year, who's a big Trump supporter and been persecuted and attacked for what he's supporting us. He called me, and usually it's me calling him to get him on. He's like, well, I'd come on in a week. I'm busy. He called us and said, I need to come on. And I was already starting to say this, but he said, listen, I'm Canadian. I understand this. Trump's making jokes with Trudeau about the 51st state. He got laughs. He's keeping doing it. Trudeau's got a 50% approval rating. His party's out of power. If Trump keeps doing this, they're going to bring in somebody like Carney. He said, I'm going to come on air. He came on air, predicted Carney out of nowhere. They brought him in. Dan Dix predicted it years ago. I mean, this is like bringing Klaus Schwab in to be your leader. He's actually been on the board of it. And now you got Larry Fink running it. So these are the bad guys. These are the Legion of Doom. And so for Trump, it was a fun joke. No, it got the globalists in. Now with Greenland, don't say you're going to grab it. Point out we got a lease, just like Guantanamo Bay, that both sides have to agree on. Point out we saved the island from the Nazis or the continent, whatever you want to call it. It's not a continent, but you know, technically it's huge. It's distorted on maps even bigger, but it's still like three Texases. And come to the Inuits, who are the majority, and say, hey, Denmark has apologized to Greenland for forced contraception, sterilization of half of the Inuit women. But more importantly, say, hey, Alaska has this where Native Alaskans get a certain percentage of the oil and gas revenues. And so we'll set a deal up where you get a big percentage of that. We'll do it that way. Please, Trump. If he actually sends troops in, they're going to impeach him. And you know, as much as I want him to extend our power and in this power vacuum, I get why he's doing it. And he puts pressure on NATO that won't do a deal with Russia. I get all that. But the way he's done it is guaranteed to basically put his leg in a bear trap. So Ezra, that's a lot I just threw out. You can go there first and on Greenland, and then the huge confrontations you guys just had, who you talked to, what's about to unfold. There's so many angles. I'm going to shut up till we go to break in 17 minutes. You got the floor.
Thanks, my friend. First of all, it is my dream that one day you come to Davos, to the World Economic Forum. You would be like a kid in an evil candy shop. Every person there you would recognize, and you would have a question for them, because it's like your entire monologues of the last 10 years come alive in this place. There are more oligarchs and VVIPs per square foot than anywhere else in the world. And Alex, they let their hair down because they think they're completely amongst friends. It's physically hard to get there. You got to fly to Zurich, then take a train or a car all the way up to Davos. But it's impossible to stay there because every hotel room and Airbnb is booked up. So just the physical act of getting there keeps 99% of independent journalists away. Now, don't get me wrong. There are actual journalists here, but they're mainstream journalists who are members of the World Economic Forum. So they pay to attend. So they would never mess around with some of the supervillains you have here. Let me give you an example of a supervillain that we spoke to today. We're literally editing the video now, so I'm sorry I don't have it for you. We just got back to our Airbnb after a day on the streets.
No, we get it.
You know, Eric Schmidt? My pleasure. You know Eric Schmidt, formerly the senior executive, senior vice president at Google? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you remember? I bumped into him. One of our guys spotted him, and I thought, I know him. And I remembered, and you would know 100 things about him just when I say the name. I managed to remember that in 1995, because I remember, sorry, in 2015, excuse me, 10 years ago exactly, he wrote an article in the New York Times where he said what we've got to get to is a kind of spell check, but for hate. Do you remember he said that? He basically rolled out the censorship prototype for social media. He said, it automatically corrects you when you have the wrong feelings. And I remembered he did that 10 years ago. I saw him on the street. I went up to him and I scrummed him about that. And he started shrieking. He started hollering like,
wow.
He was totally crashing out. He denied it. He said, what are you talking about? And I managed to remember on the fly. I said, about 10 years ago, New York Times or Washington Post, I said. He said, no, that's not true. I know it's true. In fact, I see right now you have it on your screen there. And he started shrieking and running around and pushing our people. And eventually he ran inside. It was like he looked in the mirror and saw something terrible.
By the way, let me just stop you. Nobody's ever gotten Eric Schmidt to blow up. And out of all the oligarchs in big tech, he is the secret super kingpin behind it all. He's the tech guy of what Bill Gates is with poison shots. He is a mastermind, the head of Alphabet, the head of it all. So you were talking to like the Tyrannosaurus Rex there, and the fact that he blew up, wow, that is amazing.
It, you know, he lost his cool. I have never seen a man of that high position in such poor control of his emotions. And we started walking and talking, and he started pushing and shoving. And by the way, and maybe it's apropos of nothing, he was there with his 6-foot-something girlfriend. And I couldn't quite remember if that's one of the reasons he was ousted at Google, is for messing around in certain ways. But it was such an odd thing. And we asked him, would you censor us if you could? Like, he said something about us belonging in jail. I'm going from memory. We'll have the video and the audio in a few hours. We just got back in the labs here, editing Full Tilt. You know what, Alex? Every single person there, you would know something about, because they come from all over the world. If they're united by censorship or globalism, like, for example, we bumped into, as you know, Larry Fink now runs the place. He's the head of BlackRock. He now runs. He's the boss now that Klaus Schwab has been.
And by the way, when you were on last year, I said he's really the boss, and now he's officially the boss.
He absolutely is. And we bumped into his number two, and I asked him, I said, what do you think about Donald Trump proposing that large corporations are no longer allowed to buy single-family residences in America, and to crowd out young families, and he had a little bodyguard and started pushing us around, and then he ran into Bill. We've got some of these scenes of them running away and hiding. You know who I bumped into today? Oh boy, I wish you were there. You would have known what to say to him. Paul Ryan.
Wow,
who is the ultimate Davos man. I mean, he's in his element there. And I always go up to him and I ask a polite question. I started with him. I thought, he's a Republican. Let me ask him if he thinks that Donald Trump should have won the Nobel Peace Prize. You know, you could say yes or no. I think a lot of people would acknowledge that he's solved a lot of wars, including the actual winner from Venezuela, who gifted him, who sort of transferred her award to him. You ask Paul Ryan anything that tests his loyalty to conservative ideas or Donald Trump, and he has a bit of a freak out on you, too. And we've got Paul Ryan. I mean, there are some Republicans in name only who love it at Davos, I'm afraid to say.
Paul Ryan's really a globalist Democrat. He's over there on the Fox board. Last time I checked in, he was the one, when they stole the election in 2020, that made sure Trump got banned for 2 years off Fox. And Paul Ryan is as bad as they come.
Yeah, and you can feel it when you're in close quarters with them. And I mean, you know 10 times more about the guy than I do. If we could ever get you there, Alex, and I know you're a busy man, you have obligations in America, but if we could ever get you there,
I want to go. I will go next year. I will go next year. In fact, I was thinking about going this year, and it just never happens to me, but I got a lung infection. I got over it, but I will go next year. I will go next year.
I'm not trying to twist your arm. I wish Alex was here to help. Oh, I see right now you're showing some images from the Alton Rhein airport, which is a private airport.
We're not supposed to have houses or cars. Obama told Africa you can't have houses or cars or air conditioners. We have to have austerity. We can't have dogs or cats. They have a carbon footprint. Got to get rid of cows, but they get all flying on their big jets.
Yeah, it was super foggy, so they stopped most of the flights from coming in, but we still stopped. I don't know if you use those websites like FlightAware or Flight Tracker. So a plane lands, and I'm curious, okay, where did it come from? It's a private jet. It disgorges two people, so a whole jet for two people. I looked it up. Who were these two people? Where were they coming from to go to Davos? They were flying in from Geneva, which is also in Switzerland. Switzerland is not a big country. It's way smaller than Texas. So you flew from Geneva to this private airfield.
They're using jets as private taxis.
Yeah, and here's the crazy thing. This little airport, by the way, they're the friendliest people in the world. It's a privately owned airport. It's like an industrial airport, but 1 week a year, they say they do as much business as the rest of the year combined. So this is their cash cow. And it's a small airport, though. So what does that mean when you got 500 jets coming in? You can't park 500 jets at this Alton Rhein airport. So they fly in, disgorge their VVIPs, and then they have to fly out to another nearby airport to park. And then when their VVIPs are ready to go, they fly back to Alton Rhein, load up. Yeah, so you can see here, this was a bit of an entourage. We were curious who was coming in. It was actually a military aircraft from Lithuania. So I presume that the prime minister or president came in. It was pretty heavy duty. But the airport, it was sort of fun being at a place that was so plane spotting friendly. And It just reminded me. So you showed the graphic there. There's a private jet, one for every four delegates at this place. So it's just an incredible experience here. Right now, you can see all the military that's being deployed.
They're not jet pooling.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You know, let me say this for the Swiss. Their police have a light touch. I've seen police in probably 10 different countries operate, and they keep the area secure in Davos because you got a lot of serious guys, and Donald Trump's coming. You got Javier Milei, Vladimir Zelensky. You got so many national leaders. I got to say this. I don't know how the World Economic Forum does it, but they have managed to attract more of the world's creme de la creme, good and evil, than ever before. It's their largest conference this year. They have the most heads of state. Now, I'm excited about Trump's visit because I think he's going to lay down the law. I think he's going to talk up America and what he's doing to supercharge America. He's going to read the Riot Act to NATO and Europe. I don't know. They were talking about Greenland today, and I'm sensitive to what you're saying because, you know, you do the wrong thing, you could push Europe to the left. I mean, there are nascent populist conservative parties all across Europe. France could be won by the good guys. The UK definitely could be won by the good guys.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back. We've got about 7 minutes to break. I want to back off here for just a minute. I know why there's a record number. They're scared. They're panicking. You've been busy on the mountaintop doing interviews, and then because you're the peasants, they've got all the places booked. You've got to travel an hour to go back to your hotel. But let me tell you what's happened while you were busy. We have the head of the Financial Times confronting Mark Carney and saying, basically, you're a globalist tyrant, everyone hates you. You have Lutnick saying, your globalist system has failed. Your New World Order is dead. It's back to populism. You should just give up and go back to sovereignty and productivity instead of the Great Reset. You've got Carney basically admitting that the old order is not coming back. It's close quote. And nostalgia is not a strategy. You got Al Gore not saying ice caps are going to melt. Now he says the jet stream is going to collapse. But the point is that they are being routed, not just outside, but inside. Yeah. And you've got them saying, oh, we want the public's trust again. They don't have it. So this is like a ghost dance by them. This is a desperate confab while they're trying to understand what the new order, the new system is. Go ahead.
Yeah. You're so right. I mean, I'm a Canadian, as you mentioned, and we have a Prime Minister, Mark Carney, who was on the board of the World Economic Forum. And before that, he's never had a real builder job. He never got his hands dirty. He was with Goldman Sachs, then the Bank of Canada, then the Bank of England. Then he was at the United Nations and something called the Global Financial
and
Alliance.
And he's heavily hooked in with Epstein. So he's a true insider.
Oh, yeah, and his family, you know, there's photos of Carney himself partying in the UK with Epstein's crew. I don't understand how he escaped scrutiny for that. I mean, we put it on a billboard truck in Canada, but I think people were spooked by Trump saying he wanted to annex us, and I think some worry warts in Canada. There's a streak of anti-Americanism in Canada, I'm afraid to say. I think it goes back.
No, but you nailed it. Trump making the joke over and over again. Well, they had with their party had a 50% approval rating until Trump did that. He kept doing it. He didn't listen to us, and they won.
Well, you know, there's an old joke, and I'm going to say it the clean version, but in your mind, you can use the dirty word. It's funnier. So there's two bulls standing at the top of a field looking down at a bunch of cows beneath them. And the young bull says, let's run down there and F one of them bulls. And the old bull says, no, no, son, let's walk down there and F all of those bulls. You probably heard that old joke before, and I'm not telling the
No, that's what we can lay that out.
And it's a crude joke, but there's a point to
it. No, that's actually how it works.
You want Greenland? Okay, how do you do that? Do you run down and scare everybody like the young bull does, or do you walk down like the sage, the sagacious bull, and you get them all? And I'm a little worried. Listen, no one in Canada is more pro-Trump than we are, and we've paid the price for it. And I want him to be the most successful president, because when America succeeds, freedom succeeds around the world. And I tell you, I feel like freedom can be on the march. We're in terrible times right now, but I'm hopeful. And I just, you know, they all want to get him. When we were in Davos a year and 2 years ago, it was so easy to see what their top purpose was. Public enemy number one at Davos was Trump. Enemy number two was Elon Musk because he enabled Trump. And even now, you can see that they're lusting for that censorship again because they don't want a Trump in their European countries. So they're really going to war on this censorship stuff. They do not want an Alex Jones to emerge in France, in Germany. They're trying to literally arrest the Alternative for Deutschland party in Germany that would...
Well, I mean, how many of their members, when they're set to win state elections, regional elections, end up dying mysteriously? It's like 30 or something now. But here's the key. Trump is very smart in many ways. But then he's mad that they won't make a deal with Russia. He's mad at the EU. He's not mad about the peace prize. So he says, fine, I'll do what's best for America, not just, you know, screw your peace. And then he says, I'll come in there to mess with him. And I don't think that's serious, but that he's not thinking second, third order. That then turns the Greenlanders, who we've talked to journalists that have been there, the majority of them want to be with the U.S. They don't like Denmark that literally got caught sterilizing half their native population. That's even BBC reporting on that. So yeah. If Trump said, hey, we want to protect you from the tyranny of Europe, we want you to be a protectorate. We'll get you, you know, percentage of the oil and gas, which I guarantee nobody's proposed to them like Alaska does for U.S. citizens. It's over. They will be eating out of our hand. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I really recommend for your viewers who have the time, go back and reread Art of the Deal by Donald Trump. And he talks about some of his style. He knows he can be audacious and even outrageous. And he talks about the purpose of making an outrageous offer to totally wobble your opponent and then to make your real offer seem totally modest by comparison. I mean, he's a
master. That's a good tactic in real estate and things, and I get it. But when it's political, it doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
You turn the whole group off. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. You do one deal in real estate, you get it, you win it, you're done. But in politics, you got to deal with the person again in the future and again. And listen, Trump is smarter than me, and he's achieved things no one thought was possible. So I should be careful when I say, hey, that's not going to work. But I come to you from a country that was about to elect the most pro-America, pro-freedom government in a decade. And I think some of Trump's language allowed the liberals to spook the people.
I mean, they admit that, and months after you said it, Trump even backed off of it. That was too late. So we're not trying to just score points against Trump.
Yeah.
You say you think. No, Ezra, you called it first. You nailed it.
Yeah.
He handed Mark Carney that win.
Now, I know we've only got a minute left, but one of the things that Mark Carney did in China just a few days ago was he agreed to allow Chinese electric vehicles into Canada. I don't know if you've been following that. As you know, Chinese
Yes, we've been following.
Vehicles.
Hold on. You're not leaving yet,
okay.
Are you? You're not leaving,
right.
Are you?
No.
All right, stay there.
I
want you to get back to your editing, too, so just join us tomorrow if you can, because I know you're busy. Or you can come on the fourth hour tomorrow, too. But listen, we're going to break right now. But yes, we watched his New World Order quote where he pledged allegiance to China and admitted it's the EU and China and that he's joining that alliance. How traitorous. And it was massive. And then what that means with China in your country, worried about China and Greenland, for heaven's sakes. Trump just gave it to Carney, a Chi-Com agent, basically, which you've been warning of. Ezra Levant, people can follow you on X. And you've got a lot of special websites just for the coverage of Davos. We'll give those out when we come back. Stay with us. I want to thank the viewers and listeners for your endless and tireless support over the years. We try to make it easy to be supporters with fabulous products that really enrich and empower your life. A wide selection of Patriot apparel, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. All sorts of really cool knives, collectibles, and the most important, the best supplements you're going to find anywhere. Whatever the highest rated is, whatever has the best studies, whatever has the 5-star reviews. I mean, if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, if you don't get our bovine colostrum, that's the very best. If you don't get our Shilajit, our CMOS, you're crazy. If you don't get our turmeric, that's the strongest out there. Anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, so good for you. You're crazy. Big sales going on the side, 40% off on things like the World War II modern version trench knife, limited edition InfoWars black on white trucker hat, free with every order. And they had this thing going since Thursday. I didn't notice it until Sunday, so I had them extended one day today. But that's it. Every order gets one of these, limited edition, in there. So get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. But with the deals we got, we need to sell a lot of stuff to fund this operation. So do yourself a favor, Mr. Sit on the Fency. I'm not mad at you. I'm telling you, Get the methylene blue. We have the best. It is so good for you. It is so game-changing. So good for your mind. So good for all your cells. So good for your telomeres. Just get a bottle of Ultra Methylene Blue. Support the broadcast. Finally, because we got even more documents in and more depositions and things, we are about to file our huge, massive civil rights suit with conspiracy against rights, all the proof, the DOJ, the CIA, the Democratic Party, you know, the law firms. I mean, this is a... And by the way, under the rules, we had to show them the suit a few weeks ago. And they went completely ape and threatened us and everything else with, you know, all this stuff they're going to do. Great. Because we got all the evidence up one side and down the other. But I'm taking on the big boys. So know this. The majority of the funding you send us buying products goes to the fight against the tyrants. And we are fully committed to that. They want this show off the air because I know what I'm talking about. That's why I get mad at the shows that are, you know, innuendo and conspiracy theories. I've never been a conspiracy theorist, folks. That's what the media calls me. That's a CIA term. I am an analyst. I'm a futurist. And I know what I'm talking about. And my guests know what they're talking about. You know my rule. Who do I have on all the time? People that are consistently right. I associate with people that got their acts together. And I can tell you, we know what we're doing. This broadcast belongs to you. You built this. It's fighting for your future, my future, all of us collectively. But we can't do it without you. Make the commitment in this ocean of media and information. The bad guys particularly hate this show because we know what we're doing. We're steering people right. But we can't take these people on without you. I need your support. Word of mouth, prayer, and financial support. And I make it damn easy. This is a win-win. All you got to do is go to thealexshowstore.com.
Flowing methylene blue is now mine.
No way, you evil scum. Methylene blue is for everyone. Order methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
We're gonna make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You got all of Ezra Levant's incredible confrontations. They're expending more coming up in the next few hours as soon as he gets off this show to get the videos up online at Rebel Media and on X as well. The president of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, refuses to justify at Davos why she wants to make cash transactions illegal. Well, they've said previously to control your behavior. Here she is.
Christine Lagarde, can I ask why you want to make paying for things in cash over 1,000 euros illegal?
I'm not giving any interview, but thank you for trying.
I don't necessarily want an interview, but it's the people of Europe want to know why they can't use cash to a certain extent, because some would suggest that's about a control and the state taking charge over what people can and can't spend their money on. That's a fair question.
Bank notes will always be available. We're working on this, and we will continue working on making sure that that's available for people.
But do you still believe...
End of the story.
One last question. Do you still believe that people shouldn't be able to spend over £1,000 in cash for an individual purchase? It's a simple yes or no, Miss Lagarde. Christine, the WEF theme this year is spirit of dialogue. You're touching me, actually. It's a public path, and you're walking to me. The theme this year is a spirit of dialogue. You have previously been convicted of criminal charges, criminal negligence, for spending over 400 million euros of taxpayers' money. Why can't you answer a simple question? One last time, can people spend over €1,000 in cash for an individual purchase, yes or no?
You are convicted criminal.
So that was Christine Lagarde, head of the European Central Bank. If you like this sort of journalism, I've got to rush off now because Justin Trudeau is about to come out. Please head over to vpdavos.com and help where you can. Like, share the work. If you can donate with our cause, that'll be most grateful. Got to go. Justin's coming out.
All right, beautiful. So some real independent journalists. You find them. MagDaddy at rebelnews.com. On Twitter, Ezra Levant. You also have a special URL for your coverage. Give us that URL, please.
Here, it's wefreports.com. Let me give a shout out to the other citizen journalists who were there. You just saw Callum Smiles. He's actually an alumnus of Rebel News, and there he is with the Vox Populi. He did a great job. He's a guy who scrummed Bill Gates today, so I tip my hat to him. He did a good job out there. Believe it or not, James O'Keefe just rolled out a video. I knew he was in town. I wanted to keep it low-key because, you know, he likes the element of surprise, but he just revealed he's been mucking about here. It's a target-rich environment, so to speak, for an undercover journalist. So James O'Keefe was here. You saw the Vox Populi guy. And there's one or two others, sort of Twitter-based journalists here. But other than that, just hundreds of regime media. So I salute all the folks who managed to make it to Davos, because they do their best to keep it impossible to come here. I just heard, by the way, we'll have another video live in about half an hour. I just want to review it finally. It's my scrumming of Justin Trudeau, and he was with Katy Perry, his new main squeeze. And the thing is, Justin Trudeau
Wait
left
a minute,
before
you're kidding,
Canada.
You're kidding.
No. Oh, you didn't know. Justin Trudeau actually was separated for quite a while, and he didn't tell anyone because his separated wife wanted to come on fancy foreign trips with the kids. So Justin Trudeau and his wife Sophie did not announce that they were broken up because they wanted to basically take the government's private jet to go on exotic trips. Anyhow, they did break up, and I'm sorry that they broke up. No, that's not a happy thing. But he reconnected with Katy Perry. And I got to say, I'm not a fan of Trudeau, but I think they do look good together. And they've been spawning about. He's been going to all her concerts. He's right at the front, and he knows the song, so he sings along. And there he was at Davos today, and I walked up to him. And I didn't want to bother Katy Perry. I got no beef with her. She's a public person, but she's not a political person. But I had some questions for him because our Federal Court of Appeal, that's the second highest court in Canada, ruled that when he invoked martial law against the truckers, when he seized the truckers' bank accounts and froze their bank accounts and put soldiers in the streets, that was unconstitutional and illegal. So now four judges in a row have said he broke the law by cracking down on the truckers. So no one had really pressed him on that because that federal court ruling just came out actually a few days ago. So there was a lot of questions I put to him, and he came back and he said, oh, you're full of misinformation. And I said, well, you've introduced more bills to bring in censorship than any other subject. Anyway, we should have that video up pretty soon. It's funny because these VIPs or VVIPs, as I call them, walk around in Davos with their hair down because they feel like they're in their safe space. You can actually go right up to them in a way that if I was back in Canada, I would be tackled by a bodyguard. Oh, yeah, there's someone having some fun with the meme. I mean, Katy Perry, of course, went into space with Jeffrey Bezos's rocket the other day. And, of course, Justin Trudeau had actually done blackface more times than he can remember. So that's a slightly altered photo. But I tell you, for anyone who cares about public policy, who loves to challenge these powerful big shots, if you can make it to Davos, you will have the time of your life going. There's so many people to go after, and you just got to be quick to spot them.
Absolutely. We got cut off by the break. We were trying to get into Mark Carney. You know, famously, we have Klaus Schwab like 5 years ago at the Kennedy Center talking to another fellow globalist, David Gergen. He's like, we penetrate the cabinets. We control half the cabinets. He says, well, what's your best success story? Trudeau. Trudeau is our model. You know, all the rest of it. And now, you know, he's been kicked out. So actually his boss, Carney, is now in there. Let's play the clip. Here he is talking about China and at the heart of the New World Order. And then later he got asked, we played the clip a few days ago. Well, what is the New World Order? He goes, well, it's the Europe with China and us against America, basically. And so he's being very, very direct about what this new alliance meant, though previously he said just a couple years ago that China was the main security threat to Canada. Here he is.
The world has changed much since that last visit. And I believe the progress that we have made in the partnership sets us up well for the new world order.
So here's China openly, and people don't know how much it's moving in there with its fake police officers and its 50,000 troops and its business deals and buying up the real estate. Let's get into Ezra Levant, why this Mark Carney thing is so important.
Yeah, Mark Carney is, I call him a smarter, harder-working Trudeau. I mean, he's spent the last 5 years networking at places like the UN, the World Economic Forum, where he was a director. He wasn't a hands-on business builder. He's not the president or CEO of Brookfield Asset Management, which is like a slightly smaller BlackRock. He was their chairman, which meant he presided over, you know, board meetings. But the rest of the time, his job was to network and schmooze and travel and build up connections. So he actually is probably one of the most connected men in the world, up there with George Soros. But George Soros is sort of in decline now. I think that Mark Carney, 99% of Americans never heard the name, but he is I call him a mini Soros, because he has so many connections. And because has the establishment aura, because he's been with the Bank of England and the Bank of Canada, he can get away with things that maybe someone who is more overtly radical can't. Justin Trudeau looked like a bit of an airhead sometimes. And of course, he was a substitute drama teacher and a snowboard instructor. Not so with Mark Carney. He's got that perfect pedigree. So he can sneak in there, keep everyone calm because he's dressed in a suit and sounds like a boring banker, but then do radical things from the inside. It's sort of the Saul Alinsky way. Don't fight from the outside, fight from the inside. Get in and corrode from the inside. You're correct that when he ran for office just 1 year ago, he said to Canadians, China is the number one security risk. He said that on tape. And Canadians said, oh, yeah, that sounds right. And now he's in bed with China, doing deals with China. And as I mentioned, he's letting in 49,000 Chinese-made EVs a year, which are like spy machines. There's spyware and malware, and he's letting 50,000 of those in a year. I just hope that you Americans...
don't know. It's beyond a smart meter. It watches you, listens to you, and then has all these cell phone connections in it and runs around and is a node for their spy network, just like a few months ago they caught that... That SIM card base in New York that could have taken down half the country.
Yeah, and you can't let them into your country. Listen, a lot of automobiles have cameras now and this smart driving, but these Chinese-made vehicles have to allow the Chinese government access to their servers. It's sort of like DJI drones, which is a very popular drone brand. They're super fun, but everything you film with those DJI drones, it goes to China. So you're filming your yard, you're filming your family, anything you film with a DJI drone and others too, goes into China's massive AI database. Do not let 49,000 roaming spyware cars into our country. Mark Carney says he's going to do it. You've got to stop those from driving across the border.
That's right. It makes Huawei look tame in comparison. It actually hooks into it. Speaking of Carney, since we mentioned it, though, here's a clip of him a little over a year ago saying China's the main threat. Now China is their best buddy and the new world order. Here it is.
I think the biggest security threat to Canada is China. We're heartened by the leadership of President Xi Jinping and the speed with which our relationship has progressed in recent months. And I believe the progress that we have made in the partnership sets us up well for the new world order.
This reminds me of Trudeau when he first got into office telling all those women that got so excited, well, what type of government do you want? Well, like communist dictatorship, like Xi Jinping's basic communist dictatorship. They're not playing around.
Yeah, and that he was asked, what's the country you most admire? And he said China, and he meant it. And Mark Carney continues with that. And listen, I understand why some Canadians, their feelings are hurt by some of Donald Trump's comments. I get it. You know, I'm not as sensitive as some other folks, but you don't run to the world's largest authoritarian regime because your neighbor spites you. And by the way, for those who love him, for those who hate him, Donald Trump's going to be gone in 3 years. Don't make generation-altering, century-long decisions about are you in the American orbit or the Chinese orbit?
Well, that's the thing. Just because you're mad, Trump screwed the pooch on this, and I like Trump too. And I love, you know, appreciate it, but he'll do the dumbest stuff sometimes. And notice he did listen to us too late. Now he doesn't do the 51st state crap anymore, and so he doesn't want.
You know, I think I know that you and I have some differences of opinion, but I'm looking at the Monroe Doctrine, taking the entire American, both North and Central and South America, towards freedom. I mean, I know things are unorthodox with what he did in Venezuela, but I'm really hopeful
that country could be free. It's going back to classic Americana, yeah.
And I'm just so encouraged by that, and I want that to happen. And I don't know the technical, will it be an annexation or a territory?
He said we're going to give you all the people, we're going to help them. Instead, he's like, with Canada, we'll just take it all. He's definitely learned from the Canada fiasco.
You know, I'm from the province of Alberta originally. That's our Texas in Canada. It's where all the oil sands are. And we already signed an agreement with America that gives you not only unlimited access, like Canada cannot limit the access to how much oil you buy.
But exclusive.
You get preferential access to our oil than any other country. Like, it's the most amazing deal from America's point of view. And you know, Venezuela has got huge oil reserves, but Alberta, that's the province I'm referring to, which is the most right-wing province, it has about 170 billion barrels of oil. That's enough to, I mean, it's a staggering amount. It's really
Saudi. By the way, let's talk about that. It's not just that province. There's multiple. The numbers show could secede. How is that going to work, and will the central government try to stop it?
You know, I'm so glad you asked me that question. That province of Alberta feels hard done by for a lot of real reasons, because the provinces in Canada, like Alberta, is a smaller population, and it gets looted with taxes and carbon taxes and transfer taxes by the central government. And it just doesn't have the votes to stop it, because we don't have the checks and balances like your U.S. Senate, which protects little states and big states. So there is a separatist wave sweeping over the province of Alberta right now. Last polls I saw show that about 35% of Albertans want to be independent, and that's without a real campaign. So the government of Alberta has agreed that if a certain number of petitions are received, they will have an independence vote. And I have to say, every night I see more video on my X feed of little towns and cities where thousands of people are showing up.
Where you've got mile-long lines going in to vote.
Yeah, and an independent Alberta would be culturally, politically, economically, very free. It would be like North Dakota. It would be like Montana, which is what we border. And so it would be such a fit. If I don't know if it would be part of the United States or friends with it would be best friends, that's for sure. You know, there was a great saying I heard a politician in Canada say, we don't want to be your 51st state, but we'll be your number one friend. That's not a bad outcome. And I would say to anyone who wants that outcome to happen, don't be like the young bull running down there and scaring off all the other bulls. We'll see how that independence referendum goes. I have a hope that it might scare Ottawa straight to do fewer crazy things. But Ottawa is so deep into the crazy now, I don't know if Canada is sustainable. Like Mark Carney just announced, we're in China's orbit now. We're with the China bloc now. And the rest of the country said, what? You didn't run on this? You didn't even have a debate on this?
And Dan said that 5 years ago about him, and you said that years ago. Now he's out in the open. Yeah, here's lines. I saw videos day and night in there voting. And the word is, it's not one out of five. It's the majority are voting to secede.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I heard that in one town, more people showed up physically than lived in the whole town, because people from neighboring communities came in to sign up. You have to sign the petition to force the referendum, and they look like look at this, at night in the cold, look at all that snow. Welcome to Canada. Like, that's a mountain of snow. That doesn't stop these folks, because they're sort of fed up with it. Because think about it, it's not just Mark Carney and Justin Trudeau before him. It was Pierre Trudeau, the father. It was all sorts of bad governments going back a very long time. And these Albertans you're seeing in this video right now, they're sick of it. And I'm not saying they want to join the United States necessarily, although Alberta has a lot of expat Americans who helped develop the oil patch. When Alberta's oil industry really got going in the 40s, help for that didn't come from Eastern Canada. It came from Texas and Oklahoma and places like that.
So there's a lot of there. So let's expand on that. We need a new need a new America up there with its own culture, not part of the U.S., but an ally. We need you to finally get out from under the governor general, finally get out from under the globalists. We need a free Canada. And if the people want to vote and secede and it gets broken into three parts, it is giant, fine. Let the people determine it. It's not going to become the 51st state. Stop it. It was really stupid. And now Trump's finally backed off that. Speaking of that, here's the clip from Colors with Robert Duvall talking about the Bulls.
Okay, that's the plan. All right, okay. You know, you're not in the black and white anymore, chasing around Mickey Mouse crimes. Now, the plan, as I see it, is to get to know these guys, get them used to talking to us, so then when something big does come along, you want to listen to what? What? Do you want to look at pussy or learn about this job? Which is it? You heard the one about the two bulls?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, these two bulls are sitting on a grassy knoll overlooking a herd of Guernseys. And the baby bull says, hey, Pop, let's run down and fuck one of those cows. But the papa bull says, no, son, let's walk down.
Definitely a true statement. All right, back to Ezra Levant. Ezra, big picture, what do you make of the U.S.? What do you make of the Somalis? It's a U.N. model. They got U.N. officials that actually headed up. The head of the Security Council is involved. You got similar stuff where the left hooks up these migrants, gets a bunch of welfare. The left steals a bunch of it, to be clear. This isn't on by accident. It's the same thing in Europe. Now they want no-go zones in Minnesota to keep the evil white people out. I mean, this is cancer. This alliance with the globalists and Islamics and others is a real problem. And I don't see how everybody doesn't support President Trump. But watching this from Canada, what do you make of this fiasco?
Well, we're further down the road because our immigration, believe it or not, has been even more insane than yours. And it's worse in one way. And I know this sounds weird to say, but the good news for you is that a lot of the immigration over the last 4 years to the United States, under the Biden regime in particular, was illegal. So if you find someone, you can deport them. In Canada, the vast majority of our mass immigration, including people who are criminal backgrounds, who are not a cultural fit, who go on welfare, that's legal immigration. So it's much harder to kick someone out once they've been let in legally. So it's worse in Canada. Hey, can I throw one movie suggestion at you? I know we don't have time.
No, go ahead.
But you made me think of a clip with Christopher Walken, and he talks about the lion and the hyenas. So I'm trying to remember the movie that's from. And he says there's a lion, and he's in the sun, and he's tired, and the hyenas come and snip at him and snap at him, and they take liberties with him. Do you know the clip, Christopher? Have your team type in Christopher Walken lion
clip,
speech.
Yeah. It's Christopher Walken.
And
lion,
you know what? That reminds me of Trump and America. Everyone knows that America is the strongest country. Everyone knows that America is the alpha country. But under presidents like Obama and Biden, people took liberties and America didn't assert itself. And I think Trump is saying, you know, we've got the strongest military, we've got the strongest economy. You can't just be casually anti-American now. If we're talking about a deal, a trade deal or a territorial deal, you can't do things that affect, this is the clip here. Boy, I'd love to hear just a minute of that if you want to share it with your viewers. This is Trump's theory about the lion every once in a while tearing the hyena to pieces. so that they know he's the king of the jungle. And I think that is one of Donald Trump's aesthetic strategies, is to make people realize, don't mess with the lion.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt that's part of the strategy, and we will hit that. But bottom line, people better get that Trump is swinging for the fences. He does care about sovereignty. He is making the right populist moves in the economy. It's night and day with the Democrats. If you don't support him, you're insane. It's gotten very fashionable, and the bots push it, and the big tech pushes right-wingers that claim they're against Trump now. It's all synthetic, folks. It's pure crap. If you don't overall support Trump, you're insane. Does that not mean we're not pissed with more indictments? Does that mean we don't hold feet to the fire? No, absolutely not. But at the end of the day, come on, folks. It's night and day. Here's a clip.
You know,
you watch those nature documentaries on the cable?
Yeah.
You see the one about lions?
Yeah.
Get this lion. He's the king of the jungle. Huge mane out there. He's laying down under a tree in the middle of Africa. He's so big. He's so hot. He doesn't want to move. Now, the little lion cubs, they start messing with him. Biting his tail, biting his ears. He doesn't do anything. The lioness, she starts messing with him, coming over, making trouble. Still, nothing. Now, the other animals, they notice this, and they start to move in. The jackals, hyenas, they're barking at him, laughing at him. They nip his toes and eat the food that's in his domain. They do this, and they get closer and closer and bolder, till one day, everybody runs like the wind, eats everything in his path. Because every once in a while, the lion has to show the jackals who he is. It's too late to be scared. It's time to kill. I'm going to the other room. You come out when you're ready.
And I'm glad that Ezra Levant brought this up, because that is what Trump's doing. He's showing China, Russia, the EU, everybody, the exercise of power. And he's frustrated because he can't get his own corrupt government to do their job. But where he has executive power, he's doing it. And you could say it's you know, a little bit brutal, but that's what he's doing. I agree with you.
Yeah, and I can hardly wait to hear him tear into the hyenas and jackals here at the World Economic Forum. And the irony is they can't get enough of it. They're thrilled that he's coming to their event, but I hope he tears them up like Christopher Walken says.
Well, it shows their own people are tearing themselves up. They know they're unpopular. Yeah. Massive. All right, Rebel Media, folks, rebelnews.com. Ezra, pop in tomorrow. We really appreciate your time. Can't wait to see your reports. Great job, my friend.
Thanks. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hour number four, straight ahead.
Now you hobbits can feel the power of Metheline Blue. Let the evil power win. Order now on the alexjonesstore.com.
The truth is out there, and they don't want you to know it. There's still people that don't want to believe me out there. How are you going to tell me that Frog isn't totally gay?
Well, damn, I guess Alex was right. That frog was super gay.
A creeping mass with an eerie tone smiles on the surface with intentions unknown. Step past the light where truth's overthrown. Welcome, my friend, to the Info Zone.
An oozing mass of liars and snakes bought and paid for. Truth bends and breaks. It inches in close, steals freedoms away, drowns you in chemicals to make you obey.
A
I woke up this morning, felt the fire turn. Mind clear, feel the power burn. Found the truth in a place that delivers the force. Real strength, real fuel from the source. Made the lean blue light my mind. Ultimate power, feeling strong and prime. Seymour's gummies, open the door. Get your strength back at Alex Jones' store.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.